Haven't been live in the morning in a while. No. But an hour later than normal. Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, and it is a Monday, about 6:30 a.m. And this is our 433rd show that we're doing. Kind of didn't do any over the weekend because I'll be honest with you, I was burnt out. Anyway, let's talk about why we're here, and then we'll talk about what's going on. So we're here to talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way, so you can get value to your customer, get home, have some fun like I did over the weekend. Well, we had good fun. I'll tell you a little bit about that story, and doing that, working 60, 80 hours a week, and have it's kind of crazy what people want to do, unless you really love it. I mean. Okay, so Thursday night made our first attempt to drive all the way down to Virginia's 3.5 hour drive to go see the rocket launch, and then it didn't launch. And then I drove all the way back home in 3 hours, so I was home around 2:30 in the morning. And then we got up Friday. It was exhausted, had a headache. I was like, I get no sleep. Kids are up. Ooh, I'm up. Yeah, because you had 6 hour nap. But then, kind of. Got the kids home around 3 o'clock. I asked the kids, okay, look, what do you want to do? Do we go for the second attempt? We stay home. And they're like, and my daughter says, 9-year-old daughter says, look, we all want to see the rocket ship launch. So let's just do it. I said, all right, screw it. Let's do it. So we got in the car again on Friday, drove all the way up or all the way down to Wallops Island to go see the rocket launch. Again, another 3.5 hour drive. We got there an hour early this time, so it was good. So we got to eat nice seat. And there's some, I put some pictures up in LinkedIn. I don't know if I put a picture in YouTube, but I put a video up in YouTube. We were successful, and they launched a rocket, and it was awesome. It was different. It was being there versus watching it on YouTube, two different things. It was so funny that there was actually like a 15-second delay. In the one video, you can hear it. You can hear the person playing the radio, listening to the local NASA radio station, and you hear the delay. And it's 15 seconds ago. I'm like, the rocket's already up in the sky. So, seeing on YouTube and all that versus seeing in person, there is a delay. It is amazing to feel the engines. My kids haven't felt like, and I worked with jet aircraft before, so I kind of feel it, but it's still not like having a rocket. First time I've ever seen a rocket before take off, so it was a lot of firsts for me and my kids. So we had a good little adventure. My kids loved it, and they thought it was amazing. So from that point of view, it was worth it, right? Problem is, I was exhausted all weekend, and then we drove back. We made a little adventure stuff on the way back home and zigzagged across what they call the Eastern Shore. See a couple things for the train museum, did some stuff like that. But I was exhausted. So I kind of slept Saturday and slept Sunday. So I didn't do a show over the weekend because I was literally just exhausted. I finally caught up on my sleep. I think everything's good and we're ready to go. And I got up early today, just sitting there, getting back in the gear cat and Bubbles here. She's happy that we're back. So anyway, so that was the story of the adventure. Why I didn't have a show over the weekend. But we are here today. But I am going to talk about the rocket theme because I wanted to say some things on Friday, but I didn't want to jinx the rocket. I was like, okay. But there's two things that I wrote two little things in here. Over-testing, over-censoring, right? I look at teams and we test stuff. Funny thing is that we, before all the automation, didn't necessarily test everything on the planet and do all this stuff. We would test to a point and see what the critical factors, watch some critical instruments to see how they're doing and go off of that and do this. One of my comments that I made up on Twitter was, if the rocket industry really wants to go commercial and carry transportation and do this stuff, they got to get better at this stuff because there's no way anybody's going to buy a ticket to go on this ride if they have to wait 2 or 3 days to actually get on the ride, right? They're not going to get there. Look at air traffic, airplanes. There's probably lots of little sensor things that go off, but it's not a critical sensor. It's not something that would prevent me, you know, hey, the tire pressure is down by 2 pounds per square inch or something like that. Okay, we can still fly. We're in a very good safety margin how it's built. We're fine to go. What's not taken in this? So I just, you know, I'm playing backward or quarterback, but what I've seen in the past is like, I want to talk about overtesting. Sometimes we overtest stuff. We put so much testing in things that nothing would ever get off the planet if we didn't just let it go and figure out what our margins are. I mean, that's one of the problems with Waterfall is we over-design stuff sometimes. It never gets off the ground. One of the beauties of Agile, sometimes you have to say in Agile and Scrum, and this is what people don't understand. Okay, you got 2 week window. You're not going to get everything taken care of in 2 weeks. It's not it. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got in one of my classes was when the person says, look, you got 2 weeks. You ain't getting everything done in 2 weeks. Let's just be honest. If you're thinking to get everything done in 2 weeks, you're wrong, right? And if you're going to get a story done in a couple of days and this is how you're going to break it down and you're going to cover everything, well, you're wrong. It ain't going to happen. You can't. It does not happen. You're not going to get it all done. Just that is what it is. And the beauty of that, it makes you think that way too. You got to get out of the way, other way, with everything's got to be perfect and it's got to be 100%. And no, it's about getting value to the customer, getting something in the customer's hand so they can see it, use it, and do whatever they got to do to make the money, right? Because they're really going to ones that are going to return on investment on whatever software craft you do. But it doesn't have to be perfect. I always love it when there's a like, oh, there's an error, there's a like extra zero, or there's, you know, it's in decimal points instead of 2 decimal points. There's only 1 decimal point in there. If there's zeros, right? There's not 0.00, so it's a failure because it doesn't have 2 zeros. It's like, but if it had 0.59 or 0.61 or whatever, it would work. It just didn't have 0.00. Big deal. It's not enough to cancel you from releasing the sulfur code. And I think we have that testing problem. I think sometimes we test too much and expect, and that we can do the unit test and make it small, but then they want to take the unit test and make it into the final product test. Well, no, we just want to make sure it runs. And this is where I'm getting with these rockets. I think they're over-censoring stuff. I mean, there's critical systems that need to be censored. Like if there's a leak in the oxygen bottle, then that's critical because the thing can blow up and you don't want that if there's a leak in the environment. But they have so much stuff censored on top of sensors. Here's my hypothesis. Are we creating more probability of failure because of all the sensors that are on the system? Maybe it's too sensored. There's so much overlap and so much coverage that the system just can fail because of a sensor. The system's perfectly fine, ready to go. But because a sensor somewhere fails or gets kind of worked out, then it doesn't work. Because think about it. We want to get up, like I saw something from Elon Musk. He wants to do 48 launches next year. So 48 launches, what's that, 4 a month, right? So he wants to do 4 launches a month next year. That's what he wants to achieve. Can these sensors, these ground sensors, all handle it? I apparently not. You know, the slightest thing. Well, I don't know what's going on with all these sensors, but I mean, here's where I would start really thinking. Really made me think about this when I was watching the ULA, and they canceled it within, and I think even SpaceX, like 2 seconds before launch. I'm watching in the morning, it puffs out. I'm like, what the hell? That is so critical that you're going to cancel the flight. When the engines were like getting ready to light off, and you're a 2 second window, did all of a sudden the whole damn thing just start failing, right? Or was it some sensor somewhere? In the old days, we say we're in nominal condition. We got a safety range. That sensor goes off. I mean, unless it's a sensor saying we have a leak in the oxygen tank and it's going to explode, Yeah, I get it, because if you light it off, it's going to explode. But if it's some other sensor or whatever, I don't know what sensor, I think we're overdoing it. I think from an Azure, they need to take more of an Azure perspective. But the same thing on our software code. Everybody wants to go CD, continuous delivery and all that. And they have all these tests. And I always advise my clients, I says, it's fine, CD is fine. But you've got to remember, it's a computer, right? If everything's not perfect, the computer's not going to let you release your code. It's just not going to, unless you override it, right? And people don't get that. In a computer world, it's yes or no. So all these tests you put in that has to pass all those tests, which would be good. I'm not saying it's not good, but sometimes there's some more critical tests that are important that if it's a small little test, like, hey, the word is spelt wrong. Well, we don't have a spelling test, by the way. I wish we would. Don't do it. So you have to be careful with what you got in there from an over-sensing, over-testing. So I just wanted to talk about that this morning. As you're thinking stuff about what you're doing, it's a lot of people are starting sprints. Start, Chris, thinking about what's critical test in order to go to the customer. Because the idea is to get stuff in the customer's hand. The idea is not to get not stuff in the customer's hand, if that just made sense, what I just said. The idea is get it to the customer, let them use it. I mean, as long as it doesn't calculate the wrong numbers and starts taking money out of your savings account or giving money away to the IRS, or I don't know, whatever, then you're in good shape. As long as it works in general, what are you going to do? Because I look at YouTube just changed their whole darn interface for how you interface with the channels and everything like that. They didn't tell anybody. They just did it. I don't know if everything works. Maybe one day some things work, some days things don't. I haven't seen anything yet, but they released it. So anyway, that's all I got for today. It is Monday. Happy, get out there, enjoy your day. See the world. Stuff comes up. New fun stuff in the world coming out. Ring the bell, and as we put new stuff up there, we'll put it up there. Definitely got, hopefully I got the kids all do the Mentos thing this week. So it should be fun. All right. Have a good day. Have a good week and happy scrumming. Enjoy what you do and have a little fun. Take care. Bye. See ya.